koyach that he's continuing to do all this work, the setting up the shiurim. We appreciate very much all the years. We appreciate the Rav for coming, the Zolti. And the tonight's shiur is sponsored by the Leshkowitz family, the Inu Nishmas with Naftali Tzvi and Yehuda Leibish. And anyone that wants to get the email about the shiurim, Mendy's willing to send it. His phone number is on this sheet. Just call him and he'll send the email.
It used to be that Kumen Grace Yidden, the Ashtar Shia from the Naya's man, was, if I remember correctly, was said by Uns Grace Goin, Hagoin of Shmuel Bimbam, Zechatzadik Lubrocha, Azach, which is Meyusid, Gdaili Oilam. Amokim from Amokim Teira, Amokim Teira Tfila, has a Nitzchias Hotakiyum, as Rebbe Fall mentioned to me today, and this is showing Shnas HaEsrim, 20th year that the Shia is going on, is a Siminas Adovishel Kayoma. No, a bit so schwer zu stehen, an Ort, a Psyche, given by Hagoyim Shmuel Bimbam, we could just hopefully follow a little bit and feel that maybe we were zeicha to be mekabuch tzas from the drochim, smode, and the yigiyas hatayr that we saw. The shir, the inyan from the shir, is a shtikul gemara and samach dalin, and I have a feeling it's going to be a lebedik inyan. That's my hakdama. And the Eilim will feel comfortable to be more. It's not a simple inyan, but we wanted to be mazbe. You say this dika machlekes rishandim. Mora speaks about a shayla, a negea choyla, that needs two gregris. It's a rovish shayla, and there's two ways that you could get the two gregris from. There's two options how we could supply and accommodate the choyla with the shtei gregris. One way is to do a tzira on an ukitz that has three gregris on it. One ukitz, you just have to do one tzira's ukitz because there's three gregris attached to it. That would be one option, but he only needs two. The other way would be you have two uktsin, each one has one gregris. So that would necessitate two ktsiris, two uktsin, and the two gregris would be gotten either the ktsira of two uktsin. And the gemara is being done, which is odif. It seems that if you only had either one of the options, of course you would do it. That's not questionable. If you only had one option, whichever one it was, of course you would do it for the sake of the chav. Here that you have two options, so one of them only gives you two gregris, maybe that's a mila. Or maybe the fact that one way just involves one maisik tzira, even though the result is that you have three gregris, one maisik tzira. The Gemara is mesupik, and the maskana sagemara is that avadi is better to be memayit and serious, and you should take the sholosh maisinim pshita sholosh maisinon to be memayit and serious, and even though you're being marbe in the amount of gregris that you're getting more than you need for the chayla. But that's better than the two ktsiris. Where it says it has no shaykhs to the beginning of the paragraph, Yishmol, Rabbi Shmuel's case is where you've been married to everything. On Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel held that for the Ksiris Sa'oim, you've been married and try to get what you need from three Sa'oim, even though usually they did Chomish Sa'oim, they were Koitzer for the sake of the what they needed for the Oimer. On Shabbos, they were Memayit. They are Mayit, of course, that's the, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's better, even though it's more of an effort to get the Soilas, what the Kemach that you needed, was harder to get from Shalish Sa'oim, but that was better than to be Koitzer, more Sa'oirim, on Shabbos for the sake of the Kovenim. That's what the Gemara's Maskon is. Shalish Ma'asinon, to be Memayit in the Ktsiris. It's obvious from the Gemara that there's something wrong with cutting three Gregris, even though it's one Ktsira, there's something, there's some type of Melech Shabbos involved. That's Mukhach from the Gemara. If doing one Ktsira of an Ukitz, what's the difference? How many I need that Ukitz to be cut? So if there's no problem by the fact that there's another Gregris there, so there would be no Shaila in the Gemara whatsoever. Obviously, there is something about cutting an Ukitz that has more Gregris than you need. Obviously, that means there was no Shaila in the Gemara. If you had one Ukitz that had two Gregris, and one Ukitz that had three, there was no Shaila in the Gemara that you cut the one Ukitz with the two. That wasn't the Shaila in the Gemara. Cutting an Ukitz that has three Gregris to it is problematic. It's problematic, but the choice is better than to do the two uktzin that had one gregris in each. But obviously it's a problem, the three. What is that problem? Tosfos, Oifan Ort, Tosfos has a little bit of a problem from a sugyan beya. It's a simple kasha, Tosfos is ma'oira. Rishonim Beidaran brings down the kasha mesech the beya. I'll explain the kasha and what's bothering Tosfos. And the Gemara says in Masech the Beya that on Yontif, a woman could be memale kedera bosa. She could cook an entire pot of bosa. She could put it onto the fire. Take a pot full of meat. She doesn't need more than one chaticha of meat. But she could take the pot, as I read Gebach and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchus Yontif, that she could put the pot of bosa on the fire to cook, even though she only needs one chaticha. So she's actually cooking many chatichas, but through one maisa, it's okay. Mora says it's mutter for her to do. She doesn't need it. She's going to use it on Sunday, whatever, if the yontif minute. But it's okay to do. And so you see that l'chaira, the fact that you are marbe more than the amount necessary is okay. This is bothered by Akasha. On Yontif, you can't just cook on Yontif for the sake of Chol. Person puts up meat to be cooked for the sake of Chol. It's Chayiv Malkus, unless you hold a Chol. And Chol, it has certain conditions to it. Person puts up meat to cook. He doesn't need it. Chinky Gessen, he's finished. And he puts up meat right before nighttime, there's no Orchim coming, there's no chance of Orchim eating it, there's no time, and he cooks it on Yontif for the sake of Chol. So then it is Chayiv Malkus, so if him a Yontif l'Chol is like, if not for the Svav Chol, imikli Orchim. So it is a problem to cook on Yontif for the sake of Chol. Now this woman, Mali Shekhtere Basa, that's what she's going to do. She puts in a whole pot of meat, and the need that she has is only for one chaticha. And it's okay. It's okay. Not because of hoyle. Not because of hoyle. Hoyle is a machlekes in the more psach and field of hoyle. It's okay to do it. But she needs to cook. And she put it into the same pot at the same time she put it onto the fire. So you see, one pu'ula, one ma'is a person does, even though there's a ribui of bishul being done, that's not necessary for yontif. She doesn't need the pot for yontif. She needs one chaticha for yontif. And that's only an example. Mali shikder is bosa. Huadim mali nachtim chavi shalmayim. It's okay to do it, even though you don't need that chavi shalmayim. In tzorach l'kit nechem. So that's Tosfos' shaila on the sugya. If you're allowed to do it on Yontif, so why can't you do it on Shabbos? So what? Listen, the three ukts, the three gregers in the same ukits. So what's the problem? The chayla needs to. He needs two gregers. I did one pu'ula of being kaitza. I was kaitza the one ukits, so it brought me three gregers. I put the pot up. Brought me a whole pot of meat. I only need one chaticha shalbas. That's kushyas hatayisvus maishna. It's not about tayisvus. The valley didn't say any chedushim yet. Tayisvus zokta as lechayra. What is the what's the shail of the gemara b'chal? Of course you should do the one ukitz that has the three gregers, because it's like the gemara mesech de beya. One puts up a pot. It's one maisa that she puts it on the fire. It has many chatichas. What's the difference? You cut the ukits, you have yourself three gregers. You put the pot on the fire, you have yourself a whole pot of meat. Those is kushus hataisvis. Hataisvis is a very good child. Maishno, what's the difference? Melochan yontiv, melochan shabbos. If I do more than necessary, in one pool, of course, I did one pool, it seems to be non-problematic. Take a look in the Masech Tebeya. In his dog came problem. So Taisvis, the Rishonim Esses Kasha, Taisvis, the Rajb, the Ran, Taisvis' Teretz is the Beyontiv, the Kir Loi Chayshina. What he means to say is that, yeah, this is, you're right, it's Taka not a Malacha, it's not a Deraisa Dika Malacha, just because you added meat or you added more, it's more gregarious than you need, it's not me Deraisa, it's not a Malacha, it's not a problem in that Teretz. But Chazal asked it, that's what Taisus means. Remember, Shitas HaTaisus is, it's a drabonandika problem. The fact that there's more here than you need, even on Shabbos, is only an Issa Drabonan. It's an Issa Drabonan, so they were only machmir, that Issa Drabonan, on Shabbos, which has a chi of skila. I guess Chazal were afraid, you'll do this, you'll do it that way, you'll do it two pu'ulas, so Chazal were afraid. But on the Yontif, which is kill, what it means by Yontif is kill, Iran quotes it in Beya, means Nishkin is a skila. Yontif de kill, so non is a lav. So they weren't machma as much on Yontif as they were machma on Shabbos. I'm quoting now, this is the real Taisus, Nishkin. So Bekitsa, Taisus is saying that the answer to the Gemara in Beya is that that's Yontif, which is only a lav, so Chazal weren't machma. So you can put up the pot, as much meat as you want, and one shot, even though you don't need it. All you only need is chatich. On Shabbos, such a thing, chazal wa machmer, but midirais, it's not really malacha. Midirais, you really didn't do anything wrong by the fact that there was more gregarious here on the ukits than the choyler really needs. You didn't do anything wrong. Midirais, midrabon there is. Since Rabban were machmas, so of course, if you have two things, one ukitz has three gregers, the other ukitz has two gregers, so probably you should take the ukitz with two gregers. That's how he says. He brings down the Gemara, the Elam knows the Gemara in Erevin. There was a child that the water that they heated up for the child to do the bris milah, and the water spilled. So they said to warm it up, agav ime, ask the mother if she needs water, heat up water for the mother, and add some water. Add some water for the baby to be able to be malhim. It's riba b'shurim on Shabbos is also. So why was it okay to do it? So they says ayde in akum. So shvus the shvus, and even if it's ayde Yisrael, because they were matul at tzerach mila and isad rabban of riba b'shurim. Taisa shita is a riba b'shurim. I don't should get acquainted just with the nusach. That's the nusach that we're going to be using. Riva Bishurim, Taisus Shita in Mesechta Menoches, other places, Taisus Shita Mesechta Gittin, Avches, is that Riva Bishurim is something that's only in Issed Rabban. When is the Issed Rabban applied? It applies on Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara is questioning over here, what to do. Should I do this? Riba Bishurim, three gregers in one ukitz, two gregers in two separate uktzin. The Gemara is questioning which one is the better option
what's
to use.
Shy?
What's the shy? What do you want
the
shy?
No, they bought you that one.
No, two
uktsin
is the
raisa. Two uktsin is the raisa. What do you mean two uktsin is the raisa?
Two minutes.
If a person cut two uktsin, let's say he cut two uktsin, even like the maskanis ha-gemara, and you're supposed to take the three gregers and one uktsin, and he took the two gregers and two uktsin, he was even into the raisa?
No, because of chayla in this case,
zicha wasn't over the raisa. For the sake of the chayla who's going to use
the chayla, but in a regular case, it would be chayv to skill, to chatur.
What do you mean in a regular case? What's your regular case?
There's no chayla.
No chayla.
You
what
just cut it off. Yeah. What are you cutting?
He's asking a good, fact, a good shayla. A regular case means there's no chayla. And a person goes ahead and cuts. It's a deraisa. In that case, it'll be a deraisa. But that's not what we're talking about over here.
If you have a choice, if you have a choice of doing two deraisa.
Everybody's masking to what you're saying. That if you did it, it's poshet asay. A person that took tziris, and he was zichav, he was warned in between, with hasra in between, he'll be chayev. He's chayev too. He can't get killed twice. But akoponim, he was over twice. That's borah. So what's your kasha? If that's borah, then that's two separate isurim. So what's the shayla in the Gemara? So zichav, better to do it this way than to do it that way. So dain kasha, I'll quote the divrei harani mesech debet. That was masking to the kasha? Yeah. Tosfos said, Tosfos says that it's an Issa Drabbana, and that's Kloshitis HaTosfos, that Ribishon is Drabbana. So if it's a Drabbana, so how you talking that the Gemara should have a suffix Bichlal, whether to opt for this way, that way, the other way means to do two tzirs. Der Kasha is the Kushyas HaRan. The Ran is this Kasha on in Masech Debeya. He says the following. He brings down the Shitas HaTosfos. The Ran is on the right on that sugya. I don't know if in this Gemara is Ran here. His stomach is here somewhere. On that, yeah, the Ran is here. The different print, but it's okay, I guess. Right, what? In this, it's in pay. Okay, good. I'm not used to the new. You're right. It's right here. Zokta, he says he doesn't understand how the Shita could say, Tmihani Alem, quoting over your Kasha, B'Shem Diran. Tmihani Alem, then came Maikom Yiboyl and Hossam B'Menachas, Pshita the Sholish Maisin, and the Riba B'Shun Le Mitzal Mijabonon, Ribu B'Tzir Mitzal Mideraisa. Ribu B'Tzir is Mitzal Mideraisa. I think that's your Kasha. How can it be that there's a Suffolk in the Gemara? Whether do this way, do that way. Ribui Betzira. Ribui Betzira is just a drabbanon. I mean, Ribui Beshurim is a drabbanon. Ribui Betzira is a deraisa. That's the Kushis Ran. And because the Ran is choilik and says, I disagree with these shitas, and I hold the following. I'll say what the Ran says, and I'll come back to this kasha. I have to answer the kasha. Sfasemis answers the kasha, and Abuchon answers the kasha. The Ran, because of this kasha, disagrees with the Shitas HaTosfos and the Rashba, and he says that I hold nearly Bora, Ribui Bishurim, Bishabbos, Midereisa, Mitzah. You should know, if you do more than the Shir that's needed, that's called Ribui Bishurim, for the sake of a Chayla, if you would cook for a Chayla more than the Chayla needs, the Ran says it's awesome in HaTayr. Chayla needs to eat, cooking for him, and you cook more, you're not medaktik, you just needs one kizayis, you may took. The Ran holds it's deraisa. I would say it's the mashmit from our semech, it's deraisa, and that he holds that you be chayiv also an einish bez. Lani is daiti, I don't see a difference. If it's awesome in a Torah, I would say the svaras haran is it's mamish a malacha gemura, and a person could be chayiv skila b'mezid and b'sheikig a chayiv chatos. Even though the lashon he uses is mitzah, his lashon is mitzah mi deraisa, awesome in a Torah. When I was looking a little bit in our Sameach, when he brings down the din of Riba Bishrum, if you hold his deraisa, he says Yechayev. Chayev means Yechayev skila, or Chayev a kovachatus b'shoik. How else would something be awesome, deraisa on Shabbos, and not have an einish to it. I didn't understand. The Chassam Sofer in Chassam Sofer Masech de Gittin has this tzad that maybe, again we'll come to the reason why he says it, he has this possible tzad that even the Ran that holds Riba Bishrum is their Isa, but he says that maybe it's only like an Issa their Isa without a Chiyav. It's a difficult thing that the Chassam Sofer says, like Echon Matzinu Dovik Hezeh, Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir. So what does he mean, Chatzi Shir? Is it Chatzi Shir? Is it real Chatzi Shir? Yeah, Chatzi Shir is Zohar Osim Nater we hold, but it's and there's no Einish. But where's the Chatzi Shir over here? He was Mabe Bishyum and has the Riba Bishyum had a full Shir. The Riba Bishyum is Gevem et Aganzi Shir. So where's the Chatzi Shir?
There's no Matzias that you could get two Einish for Riba Bishyum.
Not to be here. I just mentioned Riba Shon Raisa. If a person,
it's a
person cuts an ukitz with three grigris, and he has an ukitz with one grigris or two, and he cuts the three, has one ukitz that has three grigris, and he has one ukitz that. What?
In the case of a
chayla, he's mava bishurim. The chayla needs two grigris. He cuts an ukitz that has three grigris. He had no need to do that. He would be chay l'chayr, it's awesome, and it's awesome in Atar, like the Ran, unquestionable, and l'chayr should be chay. The Lashon from the Ran is Issa. I don't understand. The Chassam Sofer says such a thing, maybe that it's only in Issa. I saw there are some Lashon that you chay like the Ran, it's awesome in Atar, you chay. And I didn't understand, where do you find such a getter and shast of an Issa, the Reis of Shabbos? El what chatz yishir. Chatzishir usually means kipshutai. Chatzishir means bekamas. If a person cooks less than a gregris on Shabbos, it's chatzishir. Right? Or your koitza less than a gregris amount, that's chatzishir. But that's not what happened over here. Riba Bishur means he was marba against a shir gregris, that he was koitza. Or he was mevashal, an extra shir gregris for the chayla who didn't need it. So, lechayla, where's the chatzishir? Who wanted to say it's chatzishir?
No,
they
just want to say that you find a case where it's
just
the right
hand. You find Chatzishir, you're right. You're correct. You find Chatzishir is awesome, but that's Shabbos, a glorious thing you did. That doesn't apply to Shabbos, Dafka.
If you're cooking Shabbos less than a Shir Bishul.
Less than, what do you mean less than a Shir Bishul? Not Kamaichel Ben Rasoi?
It's gone. It's Usa to do it.
Where is that? What's it is? What's it is? It's a gzeira. It's a gzeira. A person puts something in a place where it can only cook nishkishir Michael ben Rasoi.
If you could cook.
It's a gzeira. It's not a gzeira.
It's
a gzeira. The Rav Zochtan says also, ichu maska, but nishkin deraisa. How can you be... If a person puts something up on Shabbos, he puts it on the fire, it starts cooking, then he takes it off the fire. Puts it on the fire, takes it off. Does the Gan Sigmar Haray the pass from Natan and Nemtar is the pass, and he took it out before it baked. He is Minish Chayv. Sedor Chatzi Shir. The amount that you cooked this size, that size. Of if you didn't cook, if it's only Chatzi Bishul, Chatzi Bishul.
When he's coated, here the Shir he needs, and here the Shir he doesn't need when he's coated. He's coated three.
It's like a chatz. The Chassam Sofer calls it like a chatz yishir be'echus. That's a chatz yishir be'echus. Which is it is such a thing. I'm not going to argue that there is such a thing. I don't want to go into it. We came across such a thing, chatz yishir be'echus. Yidom is Zokta from the Mishnah Merach. That whole Rambam says there's no malchus. If a person has hanor from something, it's also about hanor, but there's no malchus. I wasn't just talking Malkus of Hanor. I mentioned Hanor from the Suri Hanor. The Rambam says there's no Malkus. And the Mishnah Melech says, why is there no Malkus? It's the Halav, the lentil from Suri. And the Mishnah Melech says, like Chatzi Shir, because the Ika Hanor from Azaf and our food is to eat it. And Hanor is like a Chatzi Shir of the type of Hanor that the Torah was Mechavim Malkus for. The Ika Hanor from the food is eating the food. So that's an example of Chatzi Shir Be'echus. Then there's Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs that says also, the Ram Shita is that Negiya Kreva L'arayis Lo Sikrivu L'galus Eva. The Ram holds is a Lav De'raisa Lo Sikrivu L'galus Eva. Amol is deraisin, and maybe it's Yagval Yavin. I'm not going into that now. There's up to Shach and Yeridea. But Ramban is chaylik on him. Ramban says, no, sir, the Pasig is speaking about Gili Arayis, not Kreva. The Ramban says that maybe Kreva, Chibuk V'nishuk, maybe could be awesome in Atera as a Bichatzi Shir. Believe it or not, the Ramban says in Seif HaMitzvahs, as Zoktas his daughters are gathered, that Kreva Lara. I'm not going into it now. That's a, what the Elif HaShtet was Ramban saying. So it was, as Zoktas is Be'echus, Chatzi Shir. So the bias arayis, and so the kreivel arayis is a pisa chatzishir. What it means a chatzishir be'echus, and it can be of us is a pisa. So the chatzi from them is none to them. So there is such a concept of chatzishir be'echus. I'm not arguing that, but the Chaim Sofer wants to say maybe that that's the gedda of the shita saran, that if you're mabe b'shurim, it's an issa derayis, but he calls it, he says maybe it's chatzishir be'echus, a bishul. Fear, then he says Vitzorachim. So he's not so happy with this. The Chassam Sefer writes Tzorachim because you have to make a taste, where do you find it? But anyway, let's get back to the point. I'm sorry. Lav Shein by Maisa, what about it? Why is that? I don't know if that's called Lav Shein by Maisa. Right here. He did a ma'isa. Did a ma'isa on the ma'isa. Right here, it's an interesting svar you say. That's felt in ma'isa because Seif called Seif, it was the same pu'ula that did everything. It's the same pu'ula did everything, so you can't be mechayiv and mamish because you're missing. Avshay ma'isa happens to be machlekes in Shas, so loikin or not, but okay, be.
If he is chayiv, so what's the pshita?
So Ron used the lashon that's us ribui b'shiurim is osim in atayra on Shabbos, and that's why over here we have a shaila, which is the better thing to do. Both are problematic. Two b'tzirus, two katsirus, one katsir that has more than you need. So which is the better one to do? The Ron, that's the Gemara itself. The Gemara comes out it's better to do one ma'isik tzira, even though it involves a riba bishurim, because the other choice involves two pu'ulis of ketzir. That's what the Ran learns pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechta Beya, ishek tera bosa afal pi shein tzvicha lechaticha achas. Says the Ran, here's the side of the Ran. Zachti, that's yontiv, because oichel nefesh on yontiv. Listen, Kelly, this verse, and there's another verse also. The Ran says, "Oichol nefesh an yontiv is hutra, and pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is dechuya." That's the Ran's answer to the stira. When you do something on Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh, what the gedda pikuach nefesh? Like most shitas, there's rather shita that says not like that. That's hutra. The Ran's shita is that pikuach nefesh that you do on Shabbos is dechuya. So get like esei doicha pikuach nefesh v'chai is doicha. So since it's dechuya. So that's why there's a problem of ribui b'shiur, since it's duchuya. Hashem can yontiv, when you cook on yontiv for eichel nefesh, melechas eichel nefesh is hutra on yontiv, and since melechas eichel nefesh is hutra, doesn't explain more. Since it's hutra on yontiv, there is no problem of ribui b'shiur whatsoever, because melechas eichel nefesh is hutra. That's what the Ran says once for. Very good. It's totally in duchuya and hutra. I said that there is a shita that says on Shabbos pikuach nefesh is also hutra. The Russian Yuma brings one shita Rabbeinu Meir, pikuach nefesh is dechuy and kol atzer, but on Shabbos pikuach nefesh is hutra on Shabbos. That's one shita. So he wouldn't be able to say this chiluk. But that's the Ran's answer. It's another svar the Ran brings that the Torah said you could cook for eichel nefesh, and the Torah's mashmi you don't have to be careful, you don't have to be medactic what you're cooking, how much you're cooking. Just cook for eichel nefesh, and maybe the pasuk is mashma that it doesn't make a difference to be medactic in the amount that you're cooking if it's exactly what you need for today or tomorrow. The nochas svar that the rishonim bring why yontif is different because the Torah itself, so to say, allowed you to be mabit by not saying to be medactic and make sure that you only cook what you need for that day. That's the divaran is nechlekor rishonim. So I know the other wants to still know the teretz to the kasha, the Ran's kasha and the Rishonim. Niran's kasha nivishayin l'chaya, how did they learn the sugi in Menachos? If you hold Rebbe Bishrum is the Rabbanon, so what was the Gemara Safik Bichlal, whether you should do this or that? Of course you should do the three in one Ukitz, because one is a Drabbanon Bichlal, and the other thing could be a Deraisa, like was mentioned before the Kash. It's a good Shaila. The truth is, I don't want to be Meir. I'm sorry?
No, I'm saying, in one case, you're not cutting anything off that you don't need for the fight. That seems to be the in the case where it's three, you're cutting something that's not for the fight. In the case of two,
right, you're ending up. That's the Sfarsa Gemara. You're ending up with something that's not needed. Why is it telling what?
No, I don't see why it's so pushy. I mean, they're too stunning to it. I mean, maybe the more logical side.
They're unheld. It should be pushy because one doesn't involve a deraisa dikum locha altogether. How can you have it sad to do something that involves the deraisa dikum locha when you could do something that doesn't infringe upon a deraisa altogether? Reba Bishum doesn't infringe on a deraisa, so why not?
Both
pulis are mut in this oifen. That the Sfas Emes happens to, the Sfas Emes answers that. He says that for an ins on this kasha. He says in this oifen, both of them are not deraisas. Whatever you did for a chayla is not awesome, not ter. Lemaisa, whatever you do for a chayla, I could have done it this way, I did it that way. Whatever you do for a chayla is not awesome, not ter. If I needed two gregas for a chayla, I got the two gregas by cutting two different branches, two different hooks in. You didn't do a nisa deraisa. Whatever. That's what this Hasem says. So anyways, we're dealing with Rabbanans because whatever is done for chayla. I saw an interesting Bika Yosef. I'm just saying it. Interesting Bika Yosef, a little bit connected to what I'm saying now. The Bika Yosef had a mice like this. There was a person that was a mumcha. In writing a Kameya that could cause a person who drank Sam HaMoves, because in Simen Shin Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos. So there was a person that had a certain Mumcharai that he could write a Kameya that a person who drank Sam HaMoves, if the person gets the Kameya that this person wrote, it'll cause them to vomit, to be makey, and save their life. And he did it many times, he saved people's lives. So the shaila that the Chidor is dealing with over there, it's a very lamdish shaila. I mean, it's a halachadik shaila. So one time, a woman, whatever reason, she drank some amavis, and they came to this yid. And I guess he didn't go ask the local rabbi, and he wrote the kameya on Shabbos, Leil Shabbos. He wrote the kameya, and she took the kameya. She was making, and she was fine. So the whole tumult came about in Shtot. They made a whole tumult in Shtot. It's a mensh amachal Shabbos. A mensh wrote up Kameya on Shabbos. But the Maya is that the Kameya saved the woman. That was the story that happened. So the Chidor says, are you allowed to write a Kameya in order to save a person's life? So he says right away, it's not so posh. The Rambam Shita is that to do refuah at Bederach Skula, not Bederach HaTeva, is also to do on Shabbos. Other Rishonim may be a chaylik. Being there's a machlekes Rishonim, to be merape, not biderech teva, therefore, but biderech school, like a kameya is. And to be oven is to deraisa to do that. Wearing a kameya is not an issa deraisa. But to ride a kameya, of course, is an issa deraisa. So he says over there, zokte dartnaz, it's a good shayla, a machlekes. But one thing I want to tell you for sure, that once he wrote it, and the woman was saved from what he wrote. The Chidon says, it's Dovah Bora, mitzvah osa. He wasn't Michal Shabbos, he wasn't Oiva Nishkin Deraisa, Nishkin Derabbah. Who saved Kol Saif, what he did save the woman's life. So he's right on. Yesh Tufalpul Habi Bitvorev. But that's what he writes over there. If you save the person, bottom line, you save the person's life, what you did wasn't an Issa. What you did was Hatzolos Nefoshes. Hatzolos Nefoshes is Mutta. But anyways, the Svasemis says that Saif Kol Saif, whatever you're going to do over here, there's no Issa Deraisa involved because you're saving somebody's life with the Gregris. I took it this way, I took it that way. You say there's only an Issa Jabban. That's his answer. Rabbi Chan answers it a little bit differently, and I'll explain it in a moment. Rabbi, so what I wanted to say is the following. I just brought you a Machlekes Rishonim a very yisaidus dika machlekes rishonim, where the ribui b'shiurim on Shabbos is an issa deraisa not, issa deraisa, chi of deraisa or not. And I wanted to say a hakira and another machlekes that maybe connects to it. What's the machlekes rishonim? Yisaidus dika machlekes, ribui b'shiurim. And what's the hezbe? The Luchari says a hezbe to be mazbe by men nechlik rishayim. And I wanted to say a chakira and to be telling the machlekes. What's the chakira? What is the ikah from Lecha Shabbos? Now, Lecha Shabbos is a pu'ula, there's an act that you do, and there's a tetzah, there's a result, what you accomplish. Lecha Smach Shabbos, you got to accomplish something on Shabbos. But you also have to do something. I'll give you a mash. Person puts up a pot of water Erev Shabbos, it cooks on Shabbos. His pool was an Erev Shabbos, did he do anything wrong? No. So Erev Shabbos, no. He puts it up on Shabbos and it cooks Moitzi Shabbos. Did he do anything wrong? Okay, he puts it up a few seconds before Shkia and it cooks Moitzi Shabbos. He put it up on Shabbos. Did he do Lecha Shabbos? Well, when did it cook? The more the ash is maskim as over chilas Shabbos. As it's like cooked by the Shabbos. The more the ash is zocht am nishayv, because it didn't cook on Shabbos. And Rabbi Chanan and most achmanim nemon for pshitas that way. That what happens on Moitzes Shabbos is not going to be called chilas Shabbos, even though the pula you did was on Shabbos. It didn't happen on Shabbos. I just gave you an example. It depends on the law. I gave you an example of the bishul.
Okay, what's the difference of bishul? Bishul putting on the fire, or the bishul.
Okay, so I'm just giving you an example. Okay, Zaraya could be different because we had the malach is nigma because it's nigma. Here the malach is the bishul. It did cook, but it didn't cook on Shabbos. There's two things. There's two elements in Lecha Shabbos: the pu'ula and the teitzah. Mekitzah, what is the Ikeh Mechayev from Lecha Shabbos? Listen carefully. What is the Ikeh Mechayev? The mentions Pula, or what's Tut'uf, Havada, you need both. Medav Tonepis, and you also have to accomplish Melechas Bach Sheves, Mekalkel B'Shabbos. What's that? Mekalkel B'Shabbos. It's part of it. Melechas Bach Sheves. It's a Drabonim Mekalkel. You got to accomplish. You can do the same Pula, but if it's a Mekalkel, Nishkim Lechas Mach Shabbos is actually Nishkim. Maybe it's not called Lechas Shabbos. Not so simple. That's the Hakir. So right away, we want to use this Hakir to Mazur Machlekes Rishon. Ribui B'Shiurim. Let's think about Ribui B'Shiurim. So Lani is 90. Ribui B'Shiurim, what you did was the Taitzah, the accomplishment was more. Ribui B'Shiurim. Right? I was Kaitzah, one Ukitz. And three groigers were nikza. Look at the pool I did. The pool is an oak. It's one pooler. And the pool is for any groigers that's there. Any groigers is usable by the chayla, Rabbi Chanan's master. Any groigers is good for him. This one, that one, he could use any one of them. So, mitzad de pooler. It's the gaton ein pooler. And your pu'ula really is roi that any one of the graves could be used for the chayla maybe. Or it's one pu'ula. The taitzah of your pu'ula was that you got three and you only needed two. What do you felt in Melech Shevis? Melech Shevis just means that you know it's happening.
No, it has to happen now.
Yes, stomach. I don't know what I'm saying. Yes, stomach. It's not Melech Shevis. How can it be Nisadir Isa? Yerkin Stamakash. It is called Melechus Mashavis. Because he knows it's happening. It means Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, it's a different question. Melechus Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, it's a different Shaila. You see, that could be a different answer. Maybe if you're a Melechus Ein Tzricha, you won't be Chayav B'Yon. That's a different point. Melechus Ein Tzricha is a Machlekes Tanoim. Melechus Ein Tzricha L'Gufa is a Machlekes Tanoim. It's Nishke Mekalkel. What Mekalkel? It's a Dreikus. Melechus Ein Tzricha is a Machlekes Tanoim. Ram Pasim Melechus Ein Tzricha is Chayav. Kids, what we're saying is, Ribe Bishurim, that the Rishonim are being done, and they're being choylik, whether it's a Derai Siddiqa Malach or not, maybe it's Tali. If you look at the Pula, I did one Pula which was an okay Pula. I needed to do the Pula. the pula is whatever is here. Anything that is being niktsa is roi for the choyla. But the teitzah of my melacha was I have three gravers, and there's absolutely no need for three gravers. It's a teitzah of what I did was I have over here a shear that's not necessary for the choyla, and maybe that constitutes melacha shabbos. That's the hakir we're declaring. And I wanted to make an antisanta tzushta. I think that will have hano, I hope. You know, I once went into my Rebbe Yitzchak Soloveitchik and I asked him the following thing. I asked him that l'chayra, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that if a person was mekabel Shabbos, and his friend wasn't mekabel Shabbos, and he says to his friend, "I'm tired of flying. I forgot to move my car." "No, forgot to move my car. Can you move it for me?" I was mekabel Shabbos. He wasn't mekabel Shabbos. Is it okay to do? So you look at the mechab in Shulchan Aruch. So you'll see that the mechaber says yesh oimrim that you could do it. It's okay. You could send a yid to do melacha for you. He wasn't mekabel Shabbos yet. So I said to Yitzchak, so I said, if you look in the Shayat Shuvah if an art over there, and that's him in Shulchan Aruch. He asks the kasha. He says, "What do you mean? Chayav is shlichus, and it should be chil Shabbos because of shlichus." As a matter of fact, who asked that kasha? The Chuvis Pnei Yeshua. Chuvis Pnei Yeshua was the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather. Just in case you want to know, and he was not around in our century. It was the Chuvis Pnei Yeshua's when Agrois Yid from the Achroinim Kadmoinim. And he asked this kasha. Now, what did he mean to say shlichus should be a problem? Because l'chayr ain't shliach l'dvar avera. So the Chuvus Pnei Yeshua, you take a look inside, there's such a sefer called Chuvus Pnei Yeshua. You look at the sefer, he says, "I know, but he's a la bachayuva." There's a whole sugya about mitzi that deals with shlichus l'aver when the shliach is not a bachayuva, that maybe we do say yesh shliach l'dvar aver. And he's not a bachayuva maybe because he wasn't the Kabbal Shabbos. So he's not a bachayuva. So the shlichus, if the shlichus, so it's a problem, so how can I send him? Azoy kein hiksha tshuvas pnei Yeshua on the din of the mechab. Everyone's happy with the kash? So I said this over to Rebbe Salvezhi. I said, "Well, it can't be mechal Shabbos through shlichus. Can't be a shlichus. I'm mechal Shabbos. Guy sits at home. And he says, "Oh, kiddush at Davint. As shown, Mechal Shabbos because he sent a shliach to do malach. There can't be such thing." I said, "No, but I'm in Shuvah, stay in Shuvah. That's a shashli." So the emes is, as is Agrosim Achleikis, the Birka Shmuel in the Sechde Babakama brings down a shayla back in them. Is it shayach to be oivachil Shabbos, sitting back doing nothing, but having a shliach do it for you because of shlucha shadim kemoise? It's a very good child. Anyone had any riots for me? And it's when they get a lot of times. Buzz? Yeah? Isha Mishim Chitza. So that kash is good. That's a mukiyes of sakash. Does it sign for Ula? It
could be Lagar Mishitza. And if Konami is not doing anything now, but if Isha Mishim Chitza, it would be Makai of you except for the Teretz Matmach Shevis.
The Mugesa is the Kasha. Yeah. How do you light candles? How you madik neres Erev Shabbos and it's Heilach v'doylik and it's Eishem Mishim Chitza should be Chil Shabbos Keseda because the neres doylik because you. That's the Mugesa's Kasha.
Are you not doing anything on Shabbos?
Chitza? So maybe Chitza is Chitza of Mamish. That's a good point that you're saying. That's a very good point that you're saying that Chitza maybe you see in the Rishonim can be called Chil Shabbos, so maybe Shlichus also. Maybe it's a Raya. Muki Yosef. Maybe it's a Raya. Rabbi Ochbe is done on that. That's where, in that similar, Eish Mishim Chitzav, is where he's done where it's Shayach to be Mechal Shabbos through Shlichus or not. And what's it? He's done, and that simon on Eish Mishim Chitzav, maybe Chitzav is a little bit better, because Chitzav is called Mamish Chitzav, the Torah considered Chitzav. Thus is the mensch, yes, it's like it's his Pa'ula. Shlichus is what? Shlucha shalom kemoisai. Maybe. Yesh lodin bezef, it's exactly the same. But you should know, the Elam Zolvissin sein, that it's a question. Yesh shayla bezef, is it shaya? Rashi says in one place in Shabbos the reason why Amir La'akum is Asim Midrabanim because Yeshlichus La'akum Midraban L'chumra. That's one reason why Amir La'akum on Shabbos is Asim because Yeshlichus La'akum Midraban L'chumra. So you see it, Shayach Shlichus? So Beis Mei is Raya. Yeah, because the Goy is on the Shlichus Midraban. Because it's a Goy. The Beis Meir in the Beis Meir brought a raya from this Rashi that you see l'chayra. I'm just saying over Beis Meir, you see l'chayra. It's shayach a concept of shlichus on Lecha Shabbos. Achmanim am mafalpul b'zeh. Maybe Shabbos needs ichtaf tachton. I can't be inactive and be mechal Shabbos. I have to. If I'm being shavus, I'm not doing anything. Maybe I can't. No, maybe you could. If it's shaykh to be a mechal Shabbos and have a din mechal Shabbos, what's the svar? Maybe not, because I got to work. You can't be a mechal Shabbos if you're not doing anything. You got to be a non Shabbos. If you're being Shabbos, you can't be a mechal Shabbos. It's like a little like a verish of a gufay. It has to be a verish of a gufay. You got to be actively involved in order to be called a mechal Shabbos. Shlicha is not going to work. Oh, but
people that say that the shlicha
would work, if
they say he's
what?
If you hold that shlicha would work,
if you hold that shlicha could work, it could be maybe be a chayv. It could be a chayv skill. Chayv could be chayv. Well, not in the case of the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua. The case of Pnei Yeshua is Tais v'Shabbos. There's no chiyum. Tais v'Shabbos is only an Issa V'Alma. Over there is not going to be skila anyways. Yichamogizen from Hagoyin Reb Tuvia Goldstein, that he said that even if there's shlichas for Chil Shabbos, even if there is shlichas for Chil Shabbos, which we're quoting from receiving the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, maybe others also, he said that's only on Shabbos itself. You know, a nice word that it's written in a sefer, they put out from a sefer, the Tshuvas. He says, but on Erev Shabbos, Tais v'Shabbos, to be over Tais v'Shabbos, you got to do it yourself. Even if on Shabbos itself, if you send a shliach, and it's called a shliach, whatever, you could be called a mechal Shabbos, but not on Tais v'Shabbos. Tais v'Shabbos needs you to be over al yidei what you do, and not shliach. That's how he answers the Shubas Pnei Yeshua Shaila. What I'm trying to bring out from this, let me get back to the point, Mishmar Yosan. Well, I'm trying to get what? What's the svar lechalak? I'll explain in a second. I'm going to explain it right now. What's the chilik? My understanding is that the machlekes rishayim, whether it's shach shlichus to be machal Shabbos aydei shlichus, my understanding is it depends on the chakir that we cleared. What is the ikah from Melechus Shabbos? If the ikah from Melechus Shabbos is the teitzah, what you accomplished, that's the ikah. The Melechus machsheves. No, why shouldn't it be Shayach Shlichus? I have to do that. You need it. Is it Tznai of a Maisa? Maybe for that is good to do Shlichus. But if you hold that the Ikka from Lecha Shabbos is the Pu'ul of the person, this is the Ikka from Lecha Shabbos, the Pu'ul of us, the Mensch Tut, and he's not a Shoyves, Shabbosain, is the Ikka Melocha, is the Pu'ul from the Mensch. Avad, it has to be a pula that brings a taitzah, it shouldn't be mekalkal, as melechus machsheves. But the ikar chil Shabbos looked in the pula, then maybe it's not shayach shlichus. So what Reb Tuvia Goldstein is saying is that on Shabbos maybe it's shayach shlichus, because on Shabbos you're over chil Shabbos because a melacha was done. Through you, a melacha was accomplished. Tais v'Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. Not a melech Shabbos, mamas. Tais v'Shabbos. Tais v'Shabbos is a restriction on you. You have accepted upon yourself restrictions of not doing melech. And on that, he wanted to say that maybe there's no shlichas for that on Tais v'Shabbos. It's a kabbalah on the person. It's not Shabbos yet. Tais v'Shabbos is not mamas Shabbos. It's an issa. But the issa is because you're a kabbalah on yourself. And I said, that's what he says. What's negir to me? Getting back to the sugya. Ribui b'shiurim. So we came out, nechleku b'zeh, harishayim. Iran is the one that says, ribui b'shiurim is a problem, min atayr. It's a problem in atayr. And with tightening up the Iran sheet, there is, because if you are the taitsa of your malacha was more than necessary for the chayla, that's a malacha deraisa. That's a, it's a Shabbos deraisa. The taitsa was a taitsa, three groigris. He doesn't need three groigris. The din is that it's a malacha Shabbos. The third groigris is a taitsa of your malacha that wasn't necessary for the chayla. It is an issa deraisa from Shabbos. Maybe for chiv also, that you have to work out. There should be a chiv also. That's the Shitas Ram, because Shabbos is the Chuya. So if it's the Chuya, so we could be done on what you did and say that there was a Ribuy Bishiurim that has a Shem of a Melechus Shabbos. It's Chuya. And someone thought I was going to go into a fall this morning, thought I was going to speak about a Sif and Yeridea. Which it's a little bit. So also neged chuyin hucha. That's what the reform meant. There's a shailin yeridaya. If you have a meal on Shabbos, can two moilim do it? Meaning to say, they used to divide meal and pri into two. They wanted to give two people a schus. One did the meal, one did the pri. The mechaber says on Shabbos, don't do it that way. Azay zogt im Chad. Rama says he doesn't understand it. He never saw such a. He says, "I. That's not near me. Svari. Well, why? What's the difference on Shabbos? He can't do two milim." Says in the Migdash, the kainim did many kainim did avoid on Shabbos. Many kainim. They didn't limit it to one kain. So he says he doesn't understand why shouldn't they do. Rama says, "Understand?" But you know what? The Rama ends up saying, "There's maybe one sefer kovitz that says it." So be machmer. The guy wanted to say that the Shaila is totally if Mila is the Chuya Hucha on Shabbos. That's what the Vilna guy wanted to say, but he's Chayze from it. He wanted to say he's Chayze by Chuya and Hucha. Another example, Rabbi Fov, Hakimente, Chayret, bringing that Mechab and Yeridah, but okay. That's the guy is Chayze. Anyways, he says it doesn't depend on that because even though the Gemara Shtel Su, Mila, Avoida is Hucha, doesn't make a difference. That's what he says. So this is the answer we're giving. The answer we're giving for the Ran, Riba Vishum is the Raisa on Shabbos, because it's telling the Taitsa, and on Yontiv that it's Hucha. So on a Hucha Dik Maisa, there can't be any Issa the Raisa, since the Maisa is Hucha. Bochanan compares it to putting up a pot on Erev Shabbos. Lechas Eichel Nefesh is a Huta Dike Maisa, and a Hutra Dike Maisa, there's no such thing of Ribui Bishurim, because it's like a Maisa that you did Bechol. That's how Bochanan is Maisa. And we're saying that other Shitas Rishonim say that the Ikar Melach is the Pu'ula, the Maisa. And since it's one maisa that's roi for this greigris, that greigris, it's not shayach to be osa min ha-tayra. It's one pu'ula, Riva Bishum can only be. Okay, I have to end. I wrote our Sameach min cheschinach talk about Riva Bishum. That's interesting, I'll say it quickly. They talk about Riva Bishum. If a person has the ability, the chayla only needs one piece of chicken, and you have a small chicken and a big chicken to shecht. So what would you say? Does it make a difference what size chicken you shecht? Adafna hobna fertile chicken, achveis. And you have a small chicken that has enough for the chayla, and you shecht to the big chicken. Sounds a little funny. Is it Riba Bishurim? In such a case, that's what we're talking about, Riba Bishurim. But is that also a case that would be a machlekes rishonim? If it's the rice, the chayla doesn't need so much chicken. What do you mean? That brings the maganza behema a feta chicken, and he needs it. No, what does the Rambam say to that? The minchas chinuch holds it's riba bishur. It's a problem. Minchas chinuch writes in Moisach HaShabbos that's also why, because he does the taitzav mashchita was much more than the chayla needs. The Rambam understands that it's not partial what the Minchas Chinuch said. He says it. Yeah, he has a whole problem with it because we brought down a sif in Shulchan Aruch that if you cook for a chayla on Shabbos, a bari can eat semiyaba b'shviloi. But if you shecht for a chayla on Shabbos, then a person who likes raw meat could eat, because what's the yaba b'shviloi? You need shchita for kezayis, and it doesn't make a difference. You need a kezayis, you got a shecht. What do you mean? It is shachik zer shem yavid b'shvila. Maybe the chaylo needs a small behema, a small chicken, and you shecht it. It blibt sarach in the minchas chinach. Believe it or not, the minchas chinach says sarach in on this shayla, that there should be a gzer of yavid b'shvila on shechting, on you shecht for chaylo. The halach in shulchan aruch is mutter lebari. If you cook for chaylo, it's also lebari. Gzer shem yavid. I mean, Cheschinach is that if you shecht for Chayil, it also should be Gzeir Shem Yabba, because maybe you'll shecht for him. You understand? A dresser, a chicken, and a Chayil. It's a difficult thing to understand. I don't know if I state Alain. Why is it difficult to understand? Because there's no shear over there by Netil's Neshama. You're taking the Neshama from Akleina, Agroisa, it's all the same. Netil's Neshama is the same. Shiurim, Ktsira, that it has to do with Shiurim. You got a kaitzah, you have to be kaitzah a certain amount, a shir, to be chayiv on Shabbos, you need a shir, right? I said, there's a shir, netilas neshama hot a shir, menem tavek leben. When I've given it's a kleiner chick, this size chick, so this is a grosser chick, so a behema, there's a difference in netilas neshama from a behema and from a kleiner chicken. There was a bit, there was some effectus of him, he says he doesn't agree with him. Or Minchas Chinuch says this. I don't want you to think about it. If Minchas Chinuch says it, there has to be a pshat. I have maybe a little bit of it, so I don't want to take up the time right now. But that's the ikka what we wanted to discuss. Rebbe Bishurim, the Chakir that we said, and be toiled in the Machlekes Yerushalayim. What is the ikka from Lech Shabbos? Is the Ula? Or the ikka is the Taitzah? I said over something today. I'm ending with this. It's on this man is up. A little bit Meirach and the Schelep. I'm just ending with this. Said over a nice medrash Tanchuma. Noyach motze chen b'ni Hashem. Yeah, so the belt zoch. Noyach motze chen. As when Noyach le Shemayim, Noyach le Prius. He was a very pleasant. Noyach le Elyonim, Noyach le Tachtonim. But the medrash Tanchuma says such a beautiful thing. As the smichas, the medrash from Darshan is a smichas. The next pasuk is Elatel Disnoya, and the medrash means to say the following. He says a person has to take a derech in life. It has to be good, not just for himself. It has to be good for others also. Noyach motze chayin bein Hashem. The schus that Noyach had is because he chose a way of doing things, his way of mitzvahs, his way of living. Was not just good for himself. Eila told us Noach. His way was good for the kinder echet. Sometimes people have their way, and the kids, the mishpacha, can't shtal zuch tzu, this is not for me, this is not, this is too strict, this is too this, it's not. Whatever it is, there has to be a mahalach that a person takes, that's Eila told us Noach. That was the schus. The medrash says the schus of Noach was the kinder. What does it mean? The schus was the kinder. The schus was that at Gitan, and he lived his way of life, and his kids were able to follow that way. They enjoyed, they were proud of the way their father conducted his life. I once said over at Leib Baxt, he was at a bar mitzvah of his Enikel. Enikel was a cousin of ours. And he said, why is it Rabbi Nisham was so concerned that by the Akedah, that Avraham Avinu should be oimed under the sign of the Akedah? Kach no. So what kind of thing is that? 9 out of 10? That's pretty good. You know, the major leagues, you're excellent. He had a high salary for that. And he said that, you know what? The sign of the Akedah proved something. It proved that Avram's Mahalach was good for his son also. Because he brought Yitzhak on the Akedah. It means that it's not just Avram. You know, Avram is a gewaldik, it's tzaddik, it's meisa nefesh. But if you bring Yitzhak on the Akedah, you know what that means? That Avram's life was something that's it's everlasting. It continues. The kind Yitzhak was geit oichet in there. Ki yedate, the Ebrister says, you know why I love Avram? L'man yitzhava es bonav es beis yachad. He has this thing. No yachmot zechein, yedate, the chain, the mitzvah, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when a person's way is good, not just for himself, this is good for weiter, for his door. Noach wasn't able to mashpia on the door. A difficult door. should have been mispowel for them. Try it. But I'll call upon him. The Derech HaChaim, the Medrash is saying, the Schus von HaMensch, that he lives a life of Teir and Yiddishkeit, which is Teferis Loi. Teferis Loi Min Odom, this is good for Em, this is good for Zayne Deres. Good to Vach.
Can you run off?